Welcome to another episode of Authentically Moms. I'm Jacqueline.
And I'm Sujatha. And we keep it, nothing is off limits and we keep it real.
Yeah. we're going to follow
Get
up.
Ahead of myself.
Yes, yes. We got a couple of submissions regarding our last episodes. One about like superstitions and stuff. And then follow up on our like horoscope compatibility because mm-hmm. you were on the cusp and so was Chaz. Mm-hmm. Okay, so what did you find out?
I'm on the cusp. My birthday is June 19th, so I'm on the cusp of Gemini and Cancer. Mm-hmm. I've always associated myself as a Gemini.
Yeah.
And whenever I would read it, I was like, yeah, that's just not all of me, right? Mm-hmm. But I just read Cancer. And I'm like, I'm much more of a Cancer than I am a Gemini.
And you found this out at 42 years old?
Yes.
You are 42, right?
Yes.
Okay.
Just 43.
Oh, you are?
Yes.
I thought I was younger than you.
Yeah. So I found out a couple. I'm just going to name just a few things that pop up from being a Cancer. One of them is being intuitive. Mm-hmm. I think me and you have talked about
yeah.
it. Like I can always figure things out way in advance, like ahead of time. And then I'm like, oh my gosh, like I'm super like practically psychic. That's what it says on here. Number two is like a passionate lover. And then three, ruled by moon. I got to look that one up. Number four, incredibly loyal. And five, creative and resilient. And I feel like that is much more of
you.
Who I am. Mm-hmm. Than a Gemini, which is, you know.
Yeah. I mean, that makes sense. You're
but
on
like
the cusp. So
psychic and that intuitive part
yeah.
I have had like from when I was little.
Mm-hmm.
So, you know, I saved my grandmother from a heart attack.
Oh my gosh.
Yes. But anyways, yes. And so, and then I did look up like how Bobby's an Aquarius mm-hmm. and Cancers and Aquariuses can have a great relationship if they accept each other. But like, it can be really good. So
do you think y'all are there? Have y'all accepted?
Oh, for sure. Okay. We accepted each other before. But like, I mean, you know, you have to take it with a grain of salt with all
right.
this stuff.
Yeah.
But it, like, it's nice to hear something else confirm it. Mm-hmm. But as far as, yeah, Cancer I can associate with. Me and Bobby obviously married almost 18 years and together for many more.
Yeah.
I can definitely say we are compatible. And men for each other.
That's sweet.
What about you?
So as far as, okay, so Chaz was really Aries in the horoscope, like the zodiac description.
Okay.
But in terms of our compatibility and like how the relationship was a Taurus was uh-huh. not, like it was not accurate at all. And
okay.
so I did Pisces for him. And while I think the Aries described him better, the Pisces relationship really actually, I think, describes this to a T.
Okay.
Which I found really, really interesting because even though he's more Aries, but in a relationship with me,
uh-huh.
he's more Pisces.
Okay.
So for the relationship, it says that I'm more the sense of stability and I have a down-to-earth attitude and his nature is very, very sensitive.
Okay.
Which he is. I mean, not a bad thing,
yeah.
but he is a very sensitive guy.
Whereas and, you're really not that sensitive.
Right. I'm not sensitive.
So it's a good balance. No, I'm not
no,
saying
it's
that.
Really,
I'm just
it
saying,
is.
Like,
it is. It is. And then it says we both admire tranquility and peace. And it's like we have a tendency if we get negative tendencies or attract them,
mm-hmm.
they have a worse effect on him, which is true. Like he takes things more to heart.
Okay.
And I'm usually the one like, hey, it's like not that big a deal or,
yep.
you know, I don't want to say he over processes
yeah.
things. But I tend to like not read into things that don't really matter to me.
Okay. Okay.
And I kind of talk him off the ledge a lot.
You do. Okay.
I do. And that it says that we have a different strengths, but I also seek a lot of secureness, passion, love and also just like monetary secureness. And so he provides all that for me. And then it says for him, he looks forward, like what he enjoys in a Taurus woman is that I take care of myself. I'm his strength. I console him when he's needed. And I am a pillar, firm and powerful, to support him in life.
Okay. Like, you went into details to make sure y'all are compatible.
I had to. Last time I was like 36%. But it's true. Like, everything, he's always like, you're my rock, you're my strength. And I know we have, like, you know, when I was going through a hard time, he was like my strength and stuff. And then I do that for him. And I think that's also part of marriage, right? Yeah.
I think you can tell. Like, I think, like, you can feel the energy. And whenever the other person needs to step up, and when it's not their quality,
yeah,
then they end up doing that, right?
Right.
Just to balance the relationship.
Yeah. So, you know, we've been through a lot. And a lot that most people don't go through, specifically with having, like, a special needs daughter and stuff, but just like recently some life-changing events that, you know, I have had to be the stronger of the two, or like say everything's okay and stuff like that. And so we're on the other side, thankfully. Nothing terrible, but just things that people go through, normal things in life. So
is there a way, is there something that you can maybe say where someone can?
Not quite yet.
Okay.
But I always think, and this is kind of why I got this tattoo, really for like how I used to have my really ups and really, really downs, like processing things with Breslin, but like, this too shall pass. It's like a life mantra, right?
Yep. Yep.
Good times will pass. Yes. Be appreciative. Bad times will pass, and just know it'll go better.
Yep.
And so I'm just like, hey, just find the good in things, right? Yes, this time sucks, but you know, we can spend more time together.
Yeah.
Or you can spend more time with the kids and stuff like that. So I always try to, I guess it is, right? Try to be, you know, have that down to earth attitude, like more of a sensible.
And I can see that. When I know that that's how you are. Like, okay, let's not focus on that. Let's focus on what to do next.
Yeah.
You know?
So I think, you know, we're a good match in this. But anyway, we're, like he said, we are a compilation of exceptions in all of our family.
Yes.
Like, I know if there's a 2% chance, like, that's going to be us, wherever it lands. Like, we, yeah.
You know, at the end of it, I think as long as both y'all, both of, like, the, in marriages, if they can just, you know, what is the word I'm trying to come with? Like, as long as you communicate with each other and, like, you know, respect each other and kind of, like, listen to each other and then come out stronger.
Yeah. And I mean, we haven't had, we've had many, many, many challenges. And I think if we hadn't had a good base, I'm not really too sure many people in our situations would have stayed married. And there is a big thing that we went through that I think if we hadn't gone to marriage counseling, that we would have gotten divorced. And so I'm glad we went there. And, you know, super, super grateful. But, you know, I think that in any marriage, right, in any horoscope, any zodiac, any life path number, you gotta accept the other person for the, you got to balance each other out.
For sure.
You know.
And that kind of.
Which brings us to.
Yes.
Love is blind. Oh.
Do you really believe love is blind?
Hell no.
I was going to say there's.
I don't think so. I think.
No. I think whenever you're desperate, love is blind. That's. Because it's hard.
It's so hard. But again, I have not been in that situation where I feel like, I don't want to say desperate, right? But like, you go through relationships and you don't find the one, or something happens, and you find yourself wanting to do a show like this, to do something completely different, and maybe that'll work, right? And so you just don't know how to like, there's no rules for it, right?
There's not. But I mean, I don't know where you're at on the show.
I'm already finished with what's available.
But we've watched a few seasons, right?
Yeah.
And I think that you can say love is blind, but then if at the end, like when you see each other and you're really like physically there with each other, things can change.
I agree with that.
And I do. So in my case, like, I feel like Love is Blind can work for certain people. And it ended up working. Attractive. Yeah. I mean, it doesn't have, but both of them don't have to be attractive, but they can, they need to be attractive.
Compatible.
Compatibly
attractive. You can't be a 3 and expect a 10.
Yes. And you can't. Yes. Exactly. I noticed that with and one then, of the persons yeah. on here.
Well, but like the past ones that have worked out, you know, they're a good blend. They're a good mix for each other. Right.
Yes. Like the but ones who, they got lucky in the
right,
sense of.
Right. But you can tell the ones who connect on an emotional level. And yeah. then when they see that, I always say, like, listen, you got to know your place. Right. If you're like walking around a 3, you can't be a bitch. Because you're going to be dropped, right?
And neither, like, same thing with guys. If you're like, you can't expect yeah. a 10 when you don't, you know, you don't go to the gym and you don't look, you yeah. don't have everything going for you either.
I know. So, like, yeah, sometimes you just got to, like, know your number range and kind of, like, go for that.
I know. So shallow, or, but it's
well, no, I mean, we are in nature and as human beings, mm-hmm. there has to be some kind of attraction.
There has to be.
You know?
You have to be attracted to the other person.
And it depends on each person, right? So I am both physically attracted to, I have to be physically attracted to someone. I'm sorry. Like, mm-hmm. you know?
For sure.
But you can tell, like, when they finally see and how they, you can put up with more antics the hotter that they are.
Yeah.
But then at a certain point, if it's just too much, it's too much. But like I said, you know, you can't be like a 4 and be a super bitch and wonder why you're single.
Right.
You know?
Yep.
Because no one's going to put up with you. If you are maybe a 10, okay.
Yeah.
Then, okay. That's a different story.
Which I think one of the girls was super
hot. Super hot. Yeah, but he didn't choose her.
But I think she was a total annoying girl, though.
She kind of was.
She was so full of herself.
She was. She kind of threw it down.
She was a little childish.
Yeah. A lot of... yeah. I mean...
But, I mean, she was super... I would say she was... compared to everybody else, she was really pretty.
Yeah, yeah, yeah. Yeah. I agree. So, we'll see. I'm excited to... You know, Chaz has gotten into it, too. He was like, hey, you want to have a wine date to watch the rest? I was like, oh my, I almost fall out of my chair. Like,
what?
Did I just hear your... Oh my God. But I for sure have been trying for weeks now to order those gold cups and they are sold out.
Oh.
Yeah. I just want them. Oh, okay. So then other things that have been going on. We had a brunch. Okay. Digging a Love is Blind and our question. Peeing in the shower or the pool?
I was in the shower.
Yeah. We both pee in the shower.
Yeah. Yes.
Do you in think that's gross at
to
all?
To pee in the pool?
No. To pee in the shower.
No, when you sometimes you gotta go in the middle. I take long showers though. I will always pee before I go into the shower. Mm-hmm. But like I take 45-minute showers sometimes, like 45 minutes to an hour, like hot shower.
Oh girl, ooh, I don't know if I have time for that.
No, but not all the time. I know. But yeah, sometimes I do. I gotta pee in.
I don't think it's. I don't know. I think Chaz. I don't know if Chaz pees in the shower. He may think it's gross that I pee
in
the shower.
Bob does not pee in the shower. He does not. He finds it disgusting. Yeah.
I think it's fine. It goes just right to the drain.
As long as you're aiming for the drain. Well,
fine. Yeah.
He's yeah. But yeah. He finds it nasty.
I don't like peeing in the pool. Ever since obviously.
You got your
like,
own pool?
Yeah.
So you used to pool. You used to pee in other people's pool.
No, not really. I do pee in the Vegas pool. That's in like... Before, not at my age now, okay. But I won't go to those pools like Wet Republic and stuff. But like for bachelorette party, yeah, you're in a cesspool of just fucking pee and drink alcohol in the water. Like,
I'm
and
okay
I just
with alcohol, I'm not okay with.
Well, yeah, that's what I'm saying. Those people never get out the pool, and they're peeing like twice an hour. When you already yep. broke the seal, it's a lot of fucking pee in there. And don't tell me there's chemicals to. No, that's disgusting. I will never, ever, ever find me in a pool at a party in Vegas again. I'm past that. I don't want something going on my hoo-ha. I don't want to catch a fucking UTI or a yeast infection.
Did you find anybody that does pee in the pool? You
don't have to name anybody. Nobody wanted to fess up. And I know for sure we know people who pee in the pool. I know for sure people. And no, I get up and I use.
I know you do.
We use the grass. And I'm fine with that. Like,
I'm afraid there's a camera on that.
There is not a camera on that.
You said it's okay. There is a camera, but you said it's not working. Yeah,
it's not charged ever, ever, ever. But yeah, I think that, I mean, that's our easiest thing to do. But again, you know, you got to take notice of the people who never leave the pool and they're drinking.
That's true.
Yes. You can't not pee for like 2 hours or 3 hours when you're drinking alcohol.
Right.
I know that. I can't even make a whole episode without peeing here.
I know you can't.
I pee so much.
Me and you drink the same amount of water.
And I pee so much.
Yes.
Yeah, which brings us to the 40, right?
Yeah, there you go. Perfect.
Segue. What are bodies, whether physical, emotional, or mental, since hitting our 40s? I feel like in any, like, this decade was the most significant change. I feel like 20s and 30s kind of like I was the
blended,
same.
Yes, I agree.
And then you turn 40.
And things
start like gravity just starts. Boom. You're nothing. Seems, metabolism stops working as well as it did.
Mm-mm.
Like you start. I feel like overnight I was just like looking at like my smile wrinkles. My like all these things that mm-hmm. weren't there for a long time.
And they just, when you wake up, you're like, there's something new.
What?
There's something new. What's going on? Like, I'm either broken in my, like something hurts when I wake up, or I just look like it's scary when I wake up in the mirror and like look at myself.
Yeah. All your joints pop.
Yes.
So what are things like for you that, I mean, we can go back and forth.
Yeah.
I think there are some good things though. By
there
turning
are definitely,
40.
Definitely some good things. You just look at life a little bit differently. But I'm going to talk about like the physical stuff first, and then we'll just so we don't bounce all over the place. Just a few things that have come up for me as far as hormones.
Okay.
For me, the hormones have been very ups and downs. Like there's testosterone, progesterone, and estrogen. And I've come to know a lot more about it because it affects you on so many levels,
like physically, sexually,
emotionally, just your everyday life.
Yeah.
So
are you finding yourself, I feel like they say we peak at our 40s. Is that what they say? Like our
grind.
Sexual peak? So you're not peaking?
No, I'm not peaking. I'm going the other route. Other route. I'm going down and I want to go up.
You need a vibrator.
But I need to bring up my testosterone. Like I've done a whole Dutch test, which I will go into a lot more details at a different podcast, but I'm just going to do high level. Yeah. I've done a Dutch test.
Which explain what that is.
It is so the one I did was like a full Dutch test where you pee on a little piece of paper and you do it for a whole full 30 days. And so it kind of looks at the whole month cycle. But it gives you a whole bunch of details on how your estrogen, where it peaks, your progesterone each day of the month, and your testosterone.
Okay.
And your adrenals and your cortisol level and all that stuff. So it's an eye-opener for me. I mean, you think it's every day, which stress does impact all this.
Mm-hmm.
But like, you've had the same type of stress when you were in your 20s, going to college, your 30s. But I feel like it starts to affect you differently. Stress affects you differently when you get older.
Yeah.
And if you don't take care of it, you can just feel bad and get kind of used to that. You know, I'm very like alert, and in tune with my body.
Yeah. And I think it takes time. Like, again, it took, you know, to your 40s to figure out your body, right?
Yes.
What affects you, how it affects you. So that's a lot of life that you've lived. And then now, just now starting to know, okay, what are your physical triggers, your, what you eat, what kind of triggers at that, you know? So I think that's amazing. And I think we're at an age where a lot of women are experiencing a lot of like hormonal changes where a traditional doctor isn't really like where you go. You go to a more holistic doctor.
Mm-hmm.
A functional doctor who gets to kind of the root of the causes.
Yeah, for sure.
But the other thing is insurance doesn't pay for that.
It doesn't, but I'll tell you, like, there's no price to pay for health.
I know,
at the same time,
but
at the same time, if you find someone that's good, and I found someone that's really good, you kind of you still have to pay some sort of like deductible when you go, right? Mm-hmm. In the offices, right? So you can kind of like combine your. I'm running around. This is where I justify it in my head. I'm going to go to a gastroenterologist. I'm going to go to a like endocrinologist and an OB-GYN. Mm-hmm. I'm going to so many different doctors and I'm having to pay, where you can kind of find your root cause at a functional doctor.
So would you still go get your like annual gynecology visit doc?
No. Probably not, because they do it here also.
Oh, okay. Mm-hmm, okay. Mm-hmm, mm-hmm. So do they stick the finger up the butt?
I don't know about
at the
that.
Same time?
I don't know about that.
I mean, aren't you going
to
miss
the root cause? Get to the root cause. I don't know, but I know they do it here. So I had to justify the cost, and it makes sense to me in order for me to get better.
Yeah. And I mean, I don't think, and you can afford it. I can't say like there's no price to pay. There's not a price to pay on your health.
But there's still.
But
still
it is expensive.
To, it is very
it expensive.
It
is expensive. So it's not. But I do see a lot of women our age turning to something like that.
Mm-hmm. Because they're just going to give you pills on top of pills. And so far what I've been doing has been working.
Okay.
So
we
I'm
can
happy
get,
with that.
Yeah,
I'll go into
we
details
need to get
about that.
A deeper
but
conversation
hormones
about that.
Are something that shifts where you, it does impact. Maybe in your 20s and 30s, it was shifting a little bit, but you don't realize it because I think your body like can handle that.
Recover
I think
very
recover
quickly.
Faster. Exactly. Recover. But I think in your 40s, you don't recover as fast.
No.
And then just, I guess I said stress affects everything when it comes to your health.
Hot spells, being hot.
I have not got that. I want to feel hot.
Oh, gosh.
I am always cold. Well, hence the hypothyroidism, but I'm always cold. Like you'll see me, it got hot this weekend.
Yeah.
Right? Uh-huh. It was what, 80 something degrees?
Yeah, it's hot.
And then we went into the mall and it was freezing out there. I was like, dang, I think just turn the AC on just for like a weekend.
This is Texas.
I know, but it was freezing, like to the point where I couldn't tolerate it. And Rhea's over here like, feels great. I was like, I can't wait till I get the
I
hot
just
flashes.
I just get really, you know, and it just can happen any moment, but I find myself getting hot and I'm like, Jazz, are you hot? He's like, no, I'm fine. I'm like, fuck. But yes, I get really hot. Our eyes, we don't need reading glasses.
Oh, I think...
I think we may need
to. Yeah, because I'm over here like squinting.
But it takes us a second to kind of come into focus.
Oh, yes. Yes. Okay. I thought it was just me.
No.
But I'd be watching TV and I'm like squinting. It's like sometimes
not
so
much
see.
Watching TV. It's more like if I'm getting a menu or something like if I'm reading the dosage of a children's DayQuil, like I'm definitely taking a minute to focus on that. You know.
For sure.
My skin is drier. My face skin is drier. I've never experienced that before.
Same here. I've always been oily.
Me too.
So I've been doing a lot of like moisturizers during the day because before I'm like, I wake up super oily. Mm-hmm. So I just go on. But now I'm like, I can feel the tightness.
I can see the flaky sometimes. You've seen it on me.
I've seen it on you. I've got flakies just in certain areas, but it's definitely drier.
Mm-hmm.
And we used to complain about the oily skin. And I'm like, oh, I wish I had still had the oily skin. I mean, I can dab and put powder on it, but I feel like.
Yeah. And then like, you know, just like you said, the biggest changes now, like Botox. I feel like more than any time ever, I want to do so much to my face.
Me too. I haven't done anything yet, but I want to. I haven't done Botox. I'm waiting to do that.
I love Botox. I do want to try a Sculptura. So
yes.
Hopefully in the coming months, I do want to do that.
I knew somebody who got that. So.
I have heard so many good reviews on that. So I think that's my next thing. I'm going to try.
You're
going
to reverse an age.
Hell yeah. I'll still feel my age, but I'll look
at it. Okay, grays.
Yes.
So I started grays prematurely. I started grays when I was in my like early 30s. Like just in the back of my head, like just a few
strands. Yeah, we
strands.
Could cover it up, but now it's everywhere.
It's up in the front.
I
like
know.
You're like
yeah,
your head.
We can't cover it up. I used to be able to like part my hair a certain way to cover it up, but like now
it's like parts, everywhere. It's like sprouted everywhere. Like when they so like yesterday Bob saw me, he's like, oh, I had my hair down and he saw me, he's like, oh, he's just looking at all of us like, what's wrong? And he's like, oh, I see a lot of grays. It's like, oh my, white's gray.
Well, okay, here's the thing. I've seen women who have embraced the grays. Sometimes it looks fabulous and sometimes it just looks super unkept. Like if you just do a box dye, you would look 10 years younger. You know what I mean? So it depends on the color of your hair. But I feel like guys with grays, they look good.
Oh, yeah. I love the salt and pepper on guys. Yeah.
It sucks. It really does. They look more handsome.
Yes.
And I'm just like, what the fuck? We look like.
So there are some women that can pull.
Oh,
off
I totally
the salt
yes
and pepper,
and for
I've,
sure, and
I've
you look
some,
amazing.
I've met some the ladies in our age that. Good for them. They look
yes
great.
Yes.
Me? No.
Oh no, I would look like a
no
hag.
I already no. I think it to me it ages me on a different level, and I honestly don't like to see myself like that. Me and my sister were talking about it. She said she's gonna embrace it.
It depends how they come in, right? I mean, I want to embrace it. Once I get to a level where like it's so much, mm-hmm, I want to like go all out. I'm not there yet, but it's too much to just leave because then I just look. I look like I don't want to have that look.
So you know how they say embrace your age.
Mm-hmm.
I still want to embrace that I'm like. Not 27 anymore, but maybe like 32.
I don't know if I could pull up 32. I think I could be like 37.
In our 30s. Okay, fine. But I don't think I'm mentally ready to
say,
embrace it to the next level. The next level that we're about to.
Don't talk about next level.
I know, but I'm just saying like, I still want to like reverse backwards a little bit.
I know. I feel like,
that's just me.
Yeah.
Like when I look at myself.
I know.
That's who I am. It's hard to accept.
I know. We still look good though. We still look
good. Yeah, no, I'm not saying that. Yeah. I don't want to. Yeah.
So the other thing for me is, I know all of our metabolisms are getting slower, but my periods are so irregular. Like my hormones are like, I'm losing estrogen to where I have an IUD. So technically I shouldn't be having any periods, right?
Mm-hmm.
But I still spot, and not enough to like have a tampon or anything like that. But now, and so I never keep track of my periods, right? Because why? I mean, it's not enough and I'm on a IUD.
Why
so
are you on an IUD though?
Because I don't want to deal with periods.
Okay.
And I know Chaz has a vasectomy, but I just don't
want
to deal.
That's why I asked.
Yeah,
that's
yeah. But now it's like, I feel like sometimes they said, oh my God, didn't I spot like 2 weeks ago? It's so irregular. It is so irregular now.
Okay.
And then I don't know about you, and I've talked to a few friends like this. So when you start losing estrogen, I guess like your skin down there starts getting thinner.
I don't know about that. I know skin gets looser.
I guess
thinner
skin
everywhere.
Gets thinner. Yeah.
Everywhere.
Yeah. And so I was starting to get like little like thin cuts.
Mm-hmm.
Maybe it could be just like one at a time, right? But it hurts a lot, you know, because it's such a sensitive area. And I was like, how am I getting these cuts? It's not like I'm like having a wild, crazy night of sex the night before.
Right.
Or I'm all of a sudden wiping harder than I ever was. And so I just like brought this up to one of my friends and she was like, oh yeah, that happened to me. That was happening to me. The skin is thinner there. So I'm taking like estrogen supplements.
So maybe you should do the Dutch test. That,
yeah, I know. I know. But it's just like those changes and you don't. And I didn't think it was normal. I'm like, maybe it's just me. But then you start talking about it.
Yeah.
And everyone, not everyone, but there are other people going through the same mm-hmm thing. Right. So then I'm like, oh, okay. Then it's not just like, okay, there's something wrong with my hoo-ha or whatever.
Mm-hmm.
This is just a natural thing of getting older.
That's what I'm saying. You're finding all the and like the next one is diseases. like not like you go for blood work and there's like cholesterol, blood pressure, diabetes, all that kind of stuff. You're hearing that more. It's more common to hear amongst your friend and family at this age now.
Oh, I know. I know. I know. You start getting stuff. Like, I know Chaz is on like a 3-month trial of him trying to lower his cholesterol on his own.
Mm-hmm. But that's something you're starting to hear all that.
Exactly. Now. Right. Oh, gosh. Aging sucks.
So like, you're like, oh, when the, I never worried before, but when those lab works come back, I'm like, oh shoot. What's going to be on it? Like, you're always like, oh, like surprised when something does come on. Cause I'm like, what? Yeah. I don't even eat sugar. So what do I need to stop now?
Yeah. And it's not for me as far as like the peeing whole thing. It's not for me. Like, I leak. Yes. I have to cross my legs when I sneeze. Right.
Uh-huh.
But it's not like I'm leaking to a point where I need a, it's not like I leak. I don't need a panty liner. I don't wear a panty liner. But like, if I realize I need to pee,
mm-hmm.
like, I got a matter of minutes to go. Like, before I could pee, be like, okay, it's kind of like in the back of my head, like, okay, 20 minutes or whatever. But like, I like have the urgency to go like right away.
But what if you can't? What happens? Like, does it hurt or like?
It hurts. Yeah. Okay. It like hurts.
Like, you got to go.
Yeah. Yeah. So, I mean, yeah, I guess like your uterus, sorry, your bladder is not as strong. Or whatever, but like, I think for the physical stuff for me, yeah, as far as like working out, it takes so much more work to make a difference.
To show results?
Yes.
Yes. So there's another, like for me, which we'll go into details later too. So I would do, weights.
Mm-hmm.
And before I would do like a HIIT workout, right?
Mm-hmm.
And now my doctor's like, don't work out at all, or just walk or do some yoga, and that's it. That's the only option you have now right now, because your body's in like some sort of flight or fight or flight mode, and it's like under stress that you whenever you're running, so it's like it's your body's trying to It thinks it's in some sort of stress, like yeah. You're running away from like a bear or something, you know? So like, don't work out at all. It probably will impact, like you'll lose more weight if you do that. So life, yeah. You're like, oh gosh.
Damn. You're damned if you do or damned if you don't.
Yeah, I know. Like, I thought I was doing the right thing.
I know. Oh my gosh. But there are some good things about turning 40.
Okay, yes, let's turn it around. You become wiser, yeah. And you've got more wisdom. And
I think for me, everyone, I think you more secure of who you are,
mm-hmm.
and of yourself.
For sure.
You give less shits about what other people think of you.
For sure. It feels so good.
Yeah. And you're not changing who you are.
No, it's like, it's okay if you don't like me. Yes. I'm okay if someone doesn't like me.
Exactly.
Not everyone has to like me.
I'm 1,000% if someone doesn't like me.
So you're
like
more confident walking in, being yourself, than trying to like please. You don't have to please anybody anymore.
Yeah. Or if something's not right, or if something, you know, like I'm okay speaking up.
Me
you
too.
Know?
Yes. And it feels good too.
It does. It does.
But
you
yeah,
know?
No, you do.
Or I hate mean girls. There's no reason for women in our 40s to be mean girls anymore.
No, but you do see some mean
girls. I see a lot of them. I just went to a birthday party for Laurel. And granted, I'm probably older than these moms because she's 3. And I'm sure these mothers are like, they're on their first one or like,
mm-hmm.
you know. And mm-hmm. so this is like, I've been through this already. I have like a 12-year-old and a 9-year-old. So I've been through all that, right? Uh-huh. So show up and like, legit, there are some mean moms. And I'm just like, I ain't got no time for this bullshit.
What do you mean? Like, what? Wait.
Like, I just hate moms who, you know, I'm super friendly. And so I'm like, hey, you know, there was a few of them. And I didn't know any of them because it's like, you know, she just started the school
mm-hmm.
in December. And there's like a flood of fucking birthday parties. There's like 7 birthday parties to kick it off. Right. And so Chaz has been great and taking her to a few. And I went to one and to a few. And so I probably hadn't met these moms.
Okay.
So I walk in, I'm like, oh, thank you for inviting me. Who's Jane or whatever? Who's the mom of the person? It's like, oh, over there. So I go over there. And then I'm trying to like make my way to just kind of meet the other parents and stuff. And there's this group of like 2 or 3 moms. And I'm like, oh, hi, you know, I'm Laurel's mom. I'm sorry I haven't met you guys. We just started and stuff. And then a couple of them like, hi, how are you? Nice to meet you. Like, oh, yeah. so-and-so's talked about her. And then a mom straight up just like, hi, and turned around. And I was just like, listen, bitch, I wasn't trying to get new friends, okay?
I got
all the friends I need. If you want to be my friend, totally fine. I got it. But I don't have time for this stupid shit, you know? It just bothers me so much. I've always been bothered by
that. Me too. Why do they have to be that way?
But in our age, bitch, I don't want to be like you. Right. Like, I'm good. I'm good. I'm not jealous. I'm not whatever. Good for you. I don't care if you got a $1 billion house. Like, I don't care anymore. Mm-hmm. Just stop. There's nothing at our age, right?
It's
nothing
insecurity, at our age. Insecurity, yes.
Anyway, so I left there. I was like, I just, wow. Like, I'm so glad I really don't, like, this is just kind of like an add-on. Right. Mm-hmm. I did all of that stuff. And don't get me wrong. I like meeting new people. I like small talk with people who are nice. I met someone who lives two streets down from us, and she's so cool, and she loves our neighborhood, and she does. And she was so down to earth. Mm-hmm. And then there were some other moms like the other one. Yep. And I'm just like, oh, God. And you're always going to have that.
You're always going to have
that. And you can tell those ones that live in our neighborhood.
Yeah.
You can always tell. But I'm just like, I'm too tired to even act like that.
Yeah.
I'm sorry.
But it's easier with age to kind of like blow it off.
Oh, blow it off. I don't care. You know what? I don't really even take it personally, because if that's your attitude about a lot of people, it must suck being like that.
But at this age, what one of my things is, it's not you, it's them.
Yes.
I have figured that out. And once you have that mentality, mm-hmm. it helps a lot. Like, yeah. And I'm trying to teach my kids that too.
Yeah.
When someone's mean, it's not you, it's them.
Yeah.
And whatever,
I'm not the one with the problem. It's you.
So I feel like once you can understand that, things are much easier. Mm-hmm. And then sometimes certain people, I try to understand why they are the way they are.
You know,
and not everybody, but like people who I associate with often.
Uh-huh.
And I'm just like, ugh. Like, you know, you don't mesh with them, or they are the way they are, but you're like, why are they? So once you kind of understand where they're coming from, you're not as irritated.
Trust me, I don't get irritated. I still like, and the other thing is, I can't be a bitch. I mean, trust me, we can all be a bitch.
But there's some moms.
But like, to actually look at you and not acknowledge you, to me, that's like, wow, that's a bold bitch, right?
Right.
I can't do that to people. If I see you,
but you're
and
a better
I see,
person.
But I'm just saying, like,
you're a better person.
It just,
that's all.
It just takes a lot to do, like, wow.
For me, it would take a lot to be that person.
So that's why
I don't even know how
to
do it.
Like you said, get irritated. I don't react to them.
Yeah.
If they said hi, or I still try to, there's some people I'm like, oh, hey. And they just look at me and just keep walking. I'm like, well, damn. Okay.
But these people are not going to be your friends, right? There's some moms that you're going
to
have
friends, but I still have tried to be friendly, try to notice you. You know what I mean?
Yes.
Like, but there are some people who always want to be acknowledged. And I'm like, no, bitch, no. Maybe you were number one prom queen, cheerleader, whatever. But like, I don't want to partake in this high school mm-hmm. bullshit. I'm just mm-hmm. going to.
We're not in high school.
I got too much shit to worry about to deal with.
But there's what I was trying to say is like, there are some moms that you have to deal with more often than not, just because they're in your
kids.
Mm-hmm. So that's what I'm talking about. People you have to see on a ongoing basis.
Yeah.
And you're like, you know, you just don't mesh with that mom, but like, you know, maybe your kids do or whatnot.
Yeah. Just keep it friendly. Keep it at an arm's distance.
But like, sometimes you're like, you can try to understand where they're coming from and why they are that way. Doesn't justify it. But like, once I understand that, I'm like, it's always them. It's not mm-hmm. me. Do you see what I'm saying?
Yeah.
Like, there's always some sort of insecurity and I guess that goes with you being more confident with yourself, that you're able to, you know, understand the other person.
Yeah.
Do you see what I'm mm-hmm. trying to say? Like, if a girl acts that way, I'd be like, oh my gosh, she's such a be for doing that. Or, and now I'm like, oh, she's insecure. Leave it to that.
Yeah, move
Put
on.
Put a label on it and move on.
Yeah, move on. The other thing, I know you and I both have talked about this on multiple occasions, is because, and you talked about, like, you know your stressors, you know your triggers for your anxiety and you just try to like avoid all that, mm-hmm. Is saying you're more confident in saying no to things you don't want to do.
For sure.
And not really caring how the other people react. Right?
For sure.
Like, if you don't like our decision, if you don't like my, like, I'm sorry. This is, if you can't see or understand or respect our decisions, that's a you problem, not us.
Right.
Right?
Yeah.
We are doing what is best for us or what is best for me. Mm-hmm. Then
you're just not caring so much about what you're not trying to please everybody.
You can't please everybody. And the only thing that really matters to me is me and my family.
For sure.
You know what I mean?
Absolutely.
And if you can't see that or you're upset by that, then mm-hmm. I'm sorry. I don't know what to tell you. I don't know.
No, it's true.
I know you've made decisions that were best for you.
For sure. So. And it's sometimes, you know, there's another word that I wanted to say is as mothers, we feel guilty, but we're trying to, we have guilt. We're trying to do everything. We're trying to please everybody mm-hmm. around us. Meaning our family and our, you know, friends and our kids and everybody. But there is a word, selfish. Sometimes.
You got to be selfish.
I'm a little selfish.
And there's nothing wrong with that.
Yes, but that's something that I've come to realize that as a mother, as much as I do, it's okay to be selfish sometimes. And that is the word, but it's okay.
It is.
Like, it's okay. It's okay to do things for yourself.
I think you can actually say being selfish is actually is healthy.
Is healthy. I think it's absolutely healthy. But I was always the type of person that wanted to please everybody and like make everyone happy. Mm-hmm. That's just how, and I still am that way. But then you don't need to take on that additional stress to please other people when it's not necessary.
I agree.
You've got to keep yourself. You got to get yourself happy. And at this age, the amount of, after realizing how much stress can impact your health, that was an easy decision to make. Just be selfish. And also even going out with your friends or whatever, like whatever makes you happy, just do it.
Yeah. And I guess like to that point, right? Like I always used to, there comes to a point where you have to think about your dynamic is different than anybody else's, right? Mm-hmm. And so not only are you making the best decision for your family or like what works best, but you also don't know other people's dynamics, right? So you just have to be respectful and just know that if they could do it and if it was going to be great, whatever, they would.
For sure.
But there is a reason why. You are not owed a reason, right? You just have to respect that. And you don't owe a reason to someone else.
You know what? There goes another reason right there. Mm-hmm. You're absolutely right. You don't have to, you don't need a reason or you don't need to give.
Like justify.
Justify why you are giving that reason.
Yeah.
Just, you know, a no can be just a straight no. I can't make it. You don't have to justify yourself. Me and Bobby are learning that this year. This year, we both are like, we don't have to justify. It just makes us look more guilty if you justify. And I know it's coming from a good place, but we don't need to justify. The other person doesn't need to hear it all the time. They just need to hear the answer.
I agree. They're not owed an answer, and you don't need to give it. I think we, Chaz and I, are in a space right now where we both know that. And again, I think that they came with like marriage counseling, something, and it is like the greatest feeling. The greatest thing. And you're not doing it in spite or anything, but it's just literally you're an adult. Mm-hmm. You're a family and you make your decisions and that's it.
Yep.
That's it.
And it just takes everything else. When everything else is taken out of the picture, it just makes things easier.
Exactly. Because who are you sleeping with every day? Right.
I don't know. Who are you?
Well, depends who's in my face. No, but you know what I mean? At the end of the day, as long as you and Bob, Chaz and I are in the same place.
Yeah.
I don't give a fuck what anybody else thinks.
Absolutely.
You know,
you have to get there. Mm-hmm. I feel like we're there at this.
And that's where 40 is awesome.
Like you don't care.
Your boobs may be to my ribs, but I'm happy. Actually, trying to get a mommy makeover. So TBD on when lucky that's going to be. Lucky you. Anyway, so we got to continue this podcast again because we there was so many other things we didn't get to. Like we got some responses from our husbands about how their bodies have changed because I don't want to neglect that, right?
Right.
It's just, you know, we want to take that into consideration as well. So we have some of the responses we want to share. And if any of you guys feel free to share stuff too. I had a response saying that you never feel like your battery's fully charged.
Oh yes.
1000%.
For sure.
And then someone else said, well, wait till you're 50 and 60. I'm like, can I just get here now? Can we enjoy
Can I just
our
enjoy
era?
Right now? Like this month, this day, yeah. not think about, yeah.
Okay. Well, that was our podcast. We hope you enjoyed it. Please rate us and follow us wherever you're listening to this. Follow us on our Instagram. And I think that's it, Jujada.
That's it.
All right. We'll talk to you later.
All right. Bye-bye.